Radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. You don't know
my garden. Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle. We're out there because you're out there.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the BugTussle studios. BugTussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
As a farmer, you make a lot of important decisions that impact the profitability of your operation. When considering your crop insurance options for the next growing season, turn to Ag Country Farm Credit Services. The insurance team at Ag Country knows agriculture, and they'll work to personalize a multi-peril crop insurance policy to fit your needs and protect your bottom line. Contact Ag Country today to get started. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
With five boards and a team-high five assists. Wisconsin had just one player in double figures, a season high for Sarah Williams. The Badgers sophomore scored 24 points on 10 of 18 shooting. She hit all of her three-pointers, three-point plays, three for three. She also grabbed 14 rebounds for the Badgers. I believe that is also a season high for Williams. And let me check her defensive numbers here just for a second, because defensively, Williams is the best in the Big Ten when it comes to blocks per game. She ties, by the way, her season high with 14 rebounds. And she did also contribute 5 blocks today for the Badgers in this game. Overall, great effort there from Williams. Then the scoring for Wisconsin, and that's what assistant coach Margaret McKeon was saying here in the postgame show. They just needed someone else to score. Sanaya Copeland was the second leading scorer today. Copeland had a final of 8 points on 2 of 7 shooting with 4 rebounds and a team-high 4 assists. 7 points from Natalie Leitzinger on 2 of 8 shooting. She grabbed a rebound and handed out a couple of assists. 7 points from Ronnie Porter, 3 of 11 from the floor. 7 rebounds for Ronnie and 2 assists. Then it's 2 points for Hallie Douglas on the 1 of 1, only had 1 attempt. 2 points from Dianis Jimenez, who did grab 8 rebounds and hand off 3 assists. And Jimenez was 1 of 6 from the floor. Brooke Schrammick scored a point, grabbed 7 rebounds for Wisconsin. And those are the final team numbers for the Badgers, 59-51. Butler with the win. There were some bright moments for the Badgers, however. Like I said, that 10-0 run in the first. They had a lead in the second. They stormed back in the fourth. Let's take a listen to some of the highlights from today's game. Drives in, kicks out right side, Leitzinger, extra pass, out on top, Williams tries the three and buries it from straight on, Sarah Williams. Douglas has the basketball, hasn't played since November of 2022. She catches down low, left hand layup, good. Welcome back, Hallie Douglas. Back to Copeland on the left, shot clock at 10, Porter's open in the corner, she'll catch and shoot, rattle home the three. Ronnie Porter drills the triple for Wisconsin. Out to Schrammick on top, Leitzinger left baseline. She'll drive down low, put up a shot off the glass. It's good, and a foul. Tough work down low from Natalie Leitzinger. It's Porter to Leitzinger. Inside to Williams, layup good, and a foul. Sarah Williams and one for the Badgers. Driving, changing directions, throwing it inside to Schrammick on the baseline. Gets it into Williams. Turnaround right to the lane is in. Sarah Williams, a new season high. She's up to 20 points in this one. She'll attack to the rim, miss it with the left hand. Rebounded Butler, down to 11 seconds to play. And the Badgers will back off. And the Butler Bulldogs have come into Madison in the Kohl Center and handed the UW its first home loss of the season. Final score, Butler 59, Wisconsin 51. There you go. Some of the highlights from today's game against the Bulldogs. Butler with the win. Let's check the Big Ten scoreboard. This game has gone final. They're about to go final in College Park, Maryland, and the Terps lead George Mason 86-77. That one has just gone final. 17th-ranked Indiana at home in the third quarter, leading Stetson 43-24. Purdue by 10, also midway through quarter number 3. It's 37-27, the Boilermakers. Midway through the third, Michigan State in East Lansing almost has a 20-point lead on Miami of Ohio 40-23. And later this afternoon, a top 20 matchup as 5-1 and 16th ranked Ohio State will be on the road against 4-3 and number 20 Tennessee. All right, so once again, the Badgers fall by 8. Up next for the UW, another home game, but it's Big Ten time now for at least one game. And on Sunday, Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes will come to town. Now, this game, if you're thinking, hey, that looks like a game I might want to go to, you're already too late. That game is now a sellout. So a huge crowd, 17,000 on hand a week from today as the Badgers will take on the Iowa Hawkeyes. We've got that one starting for you with the pregame at 1:10, tip-off just after 1:30. You can hear it statewide on the Badger Sports Network. All right, let's wrap things up here. I'd like to thank our producer and engineer back in Jefferson City, Easton D'Amelia, for his help. Thank you so much for your help today, Easton. I'm John Audius saying goodbye from the Kohl Center in Madison, Wisconsin, where the Badgers fall to Butler. Once again, the final score, Bulldogs 59, Badgers 51. Thanks for listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions, cow chip throwing, or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at SenexHometownThrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Wisconsin women's basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Monk's Bar & Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
And again, 2001 to 2003.
What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. Y'all got to record this show because it's going down. What's up, Earl?
Well, good morning to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. How you doing, Gilbert?
You sure sound like you just being so nice and respectful today. You might want to throw that out because you about to get it, homeboy. You about to get it.
So how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing good, man. I'm doing so. I feel like you know what I am? What's that? I am a bill collector today.
A debt collector?
A debt collector, bill collector, run your mouth collector. I got so many people running from me, it's a shame.
So
now, if it had went the other way, I'd have been sick, but uh-uh.
So let me lay this out. Okay.
Please lay it out, my brother.
So 2 weeks ago, the Packers lost a game. And 3 weeks ago, they lost the game.
Yeah, get it right.
And I forgot who they were playing. And I began the segment with taps. Dun, dun, dun. You remember that?
Joe did.
And it was an epitaph for the 2023 Green Bay Packers football team. So, you know, for those of you who don't know, Gilbert Brown is in the Walk of Fame for the Green Bay Packers.
Hall of Fame.
And so, you know, he's a Packer for life. He can't help it. Whether they're up or whether they're down, he rolling with the Packers, right? So the Detroit Lions defeated the Packers early on.
Wait. Let's get that right. I'm a Packer by blood.
Okay.
That's how I mean.
Oh, you're a Packer from the blood. And win or lose or draw, you still a Packer.
By blood.
Okay, by blood. So,
okay.
So the Lions last week, Thanksgiving Day, had the Green Bay Packers in Detroit. The Lions were 8-2. And my buddy Gilbert said to me, the Packers, they ready for them. I said, come on, man. Come on. Packers had 17 players hurt or something. Something crazy. And Gilbert was talking crazy to me again, talking about the Packers was going to beat the Detroit
Lions. I'm going to let you tell your version, then let me tell mine.
Okay. They were going to beat the Detroit Lions, 8-2. The Detroit Lions, who had won 16 of the last 20 football games. 16 of 20 in the last 2 years. This ain't the Detroit Lions of four decades ago. This is the new Detroit Lions. And so I mentioned to Gilbert that I didn't think it was any way possible that the Green Bay Packers could beat the Detroit Lions in Thanksgiving. Detroit. And as it turned out, Detroit laid an egg. And the Packers rose to the occasion. And so somewhere along the line, I don't know how this happened because I'm not a betting man. But Gilbert suggested on the air that if the Packers won, or if the Packers lost, he would give me an autographed Gilbert Brown jersey. And so that's a pretty good thing to have. And so he said to me, but if you lose, you're going to dye your hair.
That's how I said.
If you lose, you're going to dye your hair. And I'm like, okay, man, I don't think any chance of that happening, right? No chance. Then I'm going to have to dye my hair because I didn't think the Packers was going to win. But guess what? Now, Gilbert, it's on you. As fate would have it, spit it out.
Thank you, Earl, for your disnotation of whatever you were talking about. So let's go back a couple weeks ago. Like you said, let's go back a couple weeks ago. You running off at the mouth. The Detroit Lions are a juggernaut. They can't be stopped. That's a whole new different team. And I'm sitting up and I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to try to explain to Earl the laws of football. In Lambeau Field, when we played the Detroit Lions, we got embarrassed. That defensive line got embarrassed. So as a Packer, I knew they circled Thanksgiving Day. We going to get ready for Thanksgiving Day. And as you see the progression, Earl, we won this game. We won that game.
You beat San Diego. Now, you beat San Diego, a team with no defense. And
Okay. All that. But we need some warm-up teams to play the big boys. And that's what we did. And when we went down there, you're not the only stupid one. I got about 15 guys that owe me, okay? So I tried to tell you, I said, Earl, don't you take this bet because these boys is a whole different team going in.
You had talk with the players.
Earl, listen to me. I knew we was going up in the hostile territory. Did you hear me while you was talking, going, room, room, room? That's just like the movie 300. You got all these Packers on one side, and you got all these Lions on one side. And the guy asks the Lion, what are you? Oh, I drink Gatorade. What are you? Oh, I try to do this. He turned to the Packer guy. He said, what are you? I'm a football player, and I'm about to show y'all. So I said, okay, Earl is a bird nest on the ground. Earl.
Come on, man. Earl. Come on, girl, man.
Let's make this bet since you so high.
Bird nests on the ground.
Earl, if you bet me, if I lose, I had to give you a jersey. If I win, Earl got to dye his hair. All his facial hair, everything on top of his head got to be dyed jet black. And then you had a couple callers call on there trying to tell you, Earl, don't you do that. But you went on and did it because you're a Detroit Lions fan. Earl, we wasn't even at full strength. And we beat the Detroit Lions in a game where everybody... See, here's the thing. This was another national televised game that we needed to redeem ourselves. And that's what happened. Thursday night, you suckers lost.
Hey, they beat them up pretty good.
I
mean, they really did put a whooping on them.
And another thing for all these people that was talking about, get rid of Jordan Love, sit him down, bring the other chump up, get rid of A.J. Dillon, do this, that. And who was the top performers of that game? Your boy almost had another 300-yard game. Scrubs or not, he had almost two 300-yard games back-to-back. A.J. Dillon showed up again.
Let me ask you, man. You're a compassionate man. You got the Gilbert Brown Foundation and all those things, man. Can't you find any compassion for your brother?
I sure can. I'm going to take you to the place and buy the dog. I'm going to take you to the place. I can't wait for some callers. People, please call up and tell this fool. Please call up and tell him, please.
Hey, our phone line open at 844-967-2789. Now, so my wife asked me, my wife of 43 years.
Beautiful lady. I don't know why she was.
She asked me, you know, she kind of likes her husband with his hair white. Yeah, she's gotten used to that.
The only one told you, why'd you take that bet, fool?
And so now, you know, I've got to pay the price, man. I got to get.
You got to live up to your word, man.
That was an old R&B song by a guy named Tyrone Davis. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
I know Tyrone Davis.
I could turn back the hands of time.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, you wish you could.
I'm getting ready to turn them back, man. My hair's going to be black. Let's turn it back the hands of time, right?
Ooh, Earl. I mean, look at you. You're going to look like somebody took a magic marker and colored your hair.
You mean like you?
No. I got good hair.
I mean, it doesn't matter about good hair. I mean, you know. Gilbert, man, I'm soon to be, if I sneeze too hard, I'm going to be 70. Okay. You know what? It looks like a 70-year-old man walking around with black hair.
Well, that 70-year-old man should learn not to bet me when I know I'm right. How about that? Hey. How about that?
Look, part of this, man, is I'm kind of excited about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because remember last week, a week before last, I was asking you, you know, if you leave any color on your pillowcases, you know, when you get your fresh stuff done. I'm kind of worried. Maybe I need to buy some cheap sheets and pillowcases. Because is that what happens when you after you get it done?
You ever seen Friday when a girl got her hair done? And she without messing up. Yeah. That's gonna be you.
You know, man, the Packers look like they may make the playoffs.
We got to break this game down for the people when we come back. We got to break it down for the people.
So yeah, they can
how we beat them Detroit Lions.
Yeah, well, you know.
Lead dogs in the division.
Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789 under the helmet with the Grave Digger. And, man, what are you going to call me, man, once my hair's all prettied up?
Ooh-wee.
It's going to be pretty, man.
Ooh-wee. They're going to call you the Great Chameleon.
All right. Hey, we'll be back in a short period of time. Stay on the phones. We'll be on the line. We'll be right back.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. Well, I've never been on.
Really? Mm-hmm. I've been on like dozens. Oh my gosh.
We gotta do it.
I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the, he was in the, like really.
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on. Where
every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to health care, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 34. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, 23. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Women's Basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
And on the Civic Media app, this is the Shaw, WAUK.
To Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. You know, Gilbert, I was thinking during the break before we go, you know, to the phone lines. There's a guy named Wayne Newton. You don't know him because his...
I do know
okay,
Wayne
Newton. Okay, so Wayne Newton is about 98 years old. I don't know. He's got to be somewhere around there. And his he'd be on
the Vegas Strip.
Yeah, and his hair is still dark. Is that what you want me to look like, man?
No, you know what I want you to look like.
Hey, man, this is a family show.
I want you
this
to look
a family
like,
show.
I want you to look like Rudy Giuliani on the phone. with all that stuff leaking down your face.
Hey, look, man, come on, man. Come on. You ain't going to treat your boy like that, man. Let's go to the phone lines and Rico.
Oh, Rico, Rock, give it to
Rock
me.
County. Good morning to you, Rico. How you doing, man?
Yeah, doing good to this morning, guys. Doing real good. And you know what? Hey, Gilbert, when you go to store to get that hair dye, I'm tired of hearing about these pillowcases, so just pick up a couple of black pillowcases with that. Okay, for that and we'd be all right then. I tell you what, man. Did that defense show up? I said, if that defense shows up, boy, did they show up on that turkey day. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Rashad, Gary, oh, Lord. They stopped him five times on fourth. Five times they stopped him on fourth down.
Well, you know, Rico, they actually beat him up. They physically manhandled Detroit offensively and defensively. Excuse me.
Good offensive line there, and they was in Goff's face all day long.
Yeah, they beat him up. Gilbert, is it safe to say that?
Earl, I told you offense and defensive line had heat for the Detroit Lions. Because the way they heard me, the way I talked about them after that game, they heard me. They had to go in there and show those boys who still runs the yard.
So here's what I don't understand. Why just one game? If they can play like that.
See, Earl, it's not like that. You got to understand, when it's a game, if they was playing the 49ers or Philly, it was a different game, because this is a foe that we always know and we always know we can beat. And that was the Detroit Lions. They call themselves the Detroit Lions, but y'all still the kitty cats to us.
Meow.
Hey, Rico, thank you very much for the call, man. Let's go to Dave from Mequon. Good morning to you, Dave.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Earl, a couple points. Number one, stick with the cooking. If you have the fat, make the cooking number one for fat. Number two, Gilbert, have you ever seen Benjamin Buttons? I think Earl would be kind of like maybe a stand-in. You know how the guy gets older and gets younger? Well, that's what's going to happen to Earl. He's going to be like Benjamin Buttons 2.0. That's what I think. And number three, you know what? I think what the Packers showed was that, yes, they're growing as a team together. And are they still going to make mistakes? Yeah. But they're young. And you look at some of the guys came up, and to Gilbert's point, they were without Aaron Jones. Jair Alexander was missing. Dylan was 100% healthy, and he looked like Superman in that one play where he's just jumping over the guy. And you know what? At the end of the day, I think the Packers are definitely heading in the right direction.
Yeah, but here's what I don't get, man. Well, I do get it. You know, fans are fair weather fans. They were asking for Jordan Love to be replaced several weeks ago, Gilbert. You remember that?
Yeah, I heard them stupid people. Stupid.
Hey, it's time to get rid of him. You know, we need to play the rookie backup. You know, but because
AJ Dillon needs to be gone. He's horrible. He can't get in there and do what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, well, people are fair weather fans. And
you forget also, Earl, we didn't have our starting tight end either.
Well, listen, Gilbert, let's not go too far with this. You know, they won a game, they beat Detroit, you know, and you know, they're close to 500. And as I predicted
listen
at the beginning of the season.
Listen to him play it down, y'all. Listen
as I predicted at the beginning of the season, 9-8.
Let's predict what color hair dye you going with. What's the name of it? What's the name of the hair dye? Everybody wants to know. Is it going to be dark and lovely or fool's gold? Which one is it?
Maybe Revlon. That sounds
Revlon? Yeah. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh Lord Jesus.
But David, they play well. They clearly, and I said this, Gilbert, early in the year, before the season started, I said the Packers have a lot
here
of
talent. Here comes David.
Hey, you don't remember that, man? We got this stuff on tape. We can go back,
you know what it is? Let's put it on tape from when you start playing taps to now. And who over here running off at the mouth about it now? Who is it? Come on. Here we go.
You know what, though, Gilbert? They could very easily. Who they play next? Oh, Kansas City. So here's how delusional, you know, you're getting. You and others who somehow now think that they're going to beat Kansas City. Kansas City's not Detroit.
Earl. It's going down. You know how you smell? You smell a wounded dog in the yard. We smell a wounded dog in the yard. And we about to jump on it.
Kansas City is the Super Bowl champions.
So?
You know.
They put their pants on just like we do.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is a good shot. If ever there was a time they could beat them, it's kind of now, because I think Kansas City already has three losses.
They about to have four.
Listen, Gilbert. You really.
They about to have four.
What you put in that coffee, man?
It's called Revlon. Dark and lovely.
Listen, man. 844-967-2789. Look, I'm gonna play this up.
We need a woman's perspective. Why don't you women call in and help Earl out?
Well, I'm gonna play this up.
Let him know about the die.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't need a woman to tell me about it. All I have to do is look at what you got in your medicine cabinet, and you can tell me. I want the same dye you use.
Okay.
Listen, 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the grave digger, we'll be right back.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, news, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light. At 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 34. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, 23. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
On the Earl Ingram Show. You know, listen, so for those of you who may just be joining us, a week or so ago, Gilbert and I made a bet. The Detroit Lions, the 8-2 Detroit Lions, were playing the Green Bay Packers, who I think at the time were, you know, 5-5 or whatever it was. And so they were playing them in Ford Field on Thanksgiving Day. And the Packers were decided underdogs. No question. They were definitely underdogs. And somehow the Green Bay mystique, the Green Bay magic showed up. The Detroit Lions laid an egg. And so Gilbert and I made a bet. And that if the Packers won, I would get my hair dyed. Needless to say, I'm going to have my hair dyed. And you know, Gilbert, it could have been worse, because the missus said, your missus said to me, I heard her in the background, it could have been, you should have had him dyed green. She said that, right? That it could have happened, right? I'm glad you didn't think of that.
Green.
Yeah, that's
you know, I think you delusional. You sure you was talking to me at that time? Delusional.
Nah, man.
I think you didn't say
that to me.
But listen though, listen, Earl.
Let's go to the phone lines first.
If I didn't, I would not tell you to dye your hair green. I said purple.
Hey, man, let's go to the phone line. Hey, Cindy, good morning to you. How you doing? Cindy from Salem. What do you say? Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning, Earl. I guess I had a call coming in, but it's gone now. But how are you doing?
I'm kind of all right for now. What's up?
I don't think you should have to dye your hair. Did you say your hair was going gray?
No, it's white. My hair is completely white.
Oh, it's white. Well, you know, just because there's snow on the roof don't mean there's not fire in the fireplace.
Uh-oh, uh-oh. This is this is a family show. It's early in the morning, Cindy. What y'all doing in Salem?
Warm house. It's Christmas time.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to tell you, you know, Wayne Newton, you mentioned him. Wayne Newton's got black hair, and his eyes have been had an eye job that makes him look like Fu Manchu. But when he was a kid, he was a red-haired German boy, and now he's a black-haired Indian. I don't get it.
What y'all doing in Salem? hey, so yeah, so you know, I mean, you know, we're gonna get it done. So I don't have any other choice. We're gonna get it done. We're gonna put it on the website so you get the chance to see what I look like now with it all white and
the before and after. You know, I don't know what Cindy and them doing in Salem either, but she calling to help defend you from trying to tell you don't make no more stupid bets with Mr. Gilbert Brown. Don't do that because it's not going to work.
Hey, Cindy, thank you very much for the call. Thank you for listening. Tell somebody else about us. You know, Gilbert, so once I get it dyed, since you know how this works.
I don't.
Okay, so I don't want that dye on the back of my collar, my shirts, right? How do you stop that?
Well, first of all, Earl, I don't know what you're talking about. Second of all, if you go out and buy cheap dye, you're going to get cheap results.
Well,
you understand what I'm saying? If you go buy the real deal Holyfield dye,
that kind of stuff then, you use,
then you good.
Okay.
It's going to stay in there for a while.
Yeah, I see. It's been, you know.
No.
How often do you get it freshened up?
I don't get it freshened up at all.
hey. let's do this, man. So the Packers play Kansas City this week. You are predicting again that this is the Packers' time now. The Packers have gotten to a point now where, you know, you see the growth in them. I have to say this, man, just based on the game, the brutal beatdown, because that's what they did. They beat them boys up, man. It was like they were playing against a college team. Can they carry that with them?
It's always a starting point, Earl. You got to always have a starting point, and that was the starting point right there. You got to understand, Earl, Kansas City, if you want to jump on them real quick, Kansas City, they've been struggling the whole year.
Yeah, they have.
Then they go and play.
And they're still 7-3.
And they went and played the Raiders yesterday and came out struggling. Whereas? In Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Guess where they got to come? The most storied, hallowed ground in football today, Lambeau Field. Y'all better bring what you think you're going to bring because we're going to take it away from them. We're taking their lunch money.
Hey, man. Let's go.
We the big bad bullies in Lambeau Field, baby.
Let's go to Sharky from Racine. Good morning to you, Sharky, my friend. How you doing, man?
Good morning.
Hey, Sharky, let me ask you, man. You and thank you because you were with us when we came up and or down to Milwaukee and helped us distribute all those turkeys and whatnot. And it was good to see you again. You've been used to seeing me with all white hair, man. Now, what are your thoughts about, man, Gilbert trying to force me to dye my hair black?
I got a real quick one, though. Someone's here to say hello to you first before I can go further. So here it is. He was in my trunk. He was in my trunk next to a 15-pound turkey. And what the heck?
Hey, man. And thank you, man, for the voluntary effort that you put in with our turkey's giveaway. Really appreciated it, man. You were the life of the party.
Well, I had fun, and I tell you what, I left, my heart must have swelled twice the size, because I've seen so many beautiful people. I got to meet your beautiful family. That was amazing, absolutely amazing. So thank you for that opportunity, and it will always be remembered. But I got a complaint.
And what's the complaint?
The complaint is, I'm thinking that when the Lions get beat by the Packers, that your hair wasn't going to go black. It was going to go to the color of the Green Bay Packers, green and gold. Oh, can we negotiate?
Hey, man, no, man, there is no negotiating. The hair color is going to be black. And, you know, it's going to take me back, Sharky and Gilbert. I'm going to pull back out my bell bottoms and my tie-dye shirts.
Wait, Earl. I'm tired of you trying to get sympathy from these people. You made a bet and you lost.
Yeah.
Shut up and put your dye in and look stupid.
Hey,
what you got to do.
I'm not going to look stupid, though. See, because I wear black hair well. Absolutely. If my hair was green and gold, I'd wear it well. You know, you know who you're talking to, man.
People, please help this dude out. Please help this dude.
Hey, you know, again, man, it's going to take me back to those days, man, when, you know, the living was good. Life was easy.
Well, that's what I want you to do. I want you to get it all blacked and out, and then put your bell bottoms on and your turtleneck.
My peace medallion. My peace medallion.
Black leather jacket and call yourself Shaft and jump through the window. And jump through a window backwards.
Hey, Sharky, so your thoughts on that game, man?
Well, I tell you what, I was in kind of a sad mood just for a few things in the personal world. And you know what? The Packers picked it up. It was one of the best football games I've ever seen, and I'm so proud of what we seen on the field. And it's going to happen again. It's certainly going to happen again.
Hey.
You
and I will talk again soon, my friend. Again, thank you very much for that volunteer effort. We'll be talking soon. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl and Mr. Gravedigger.
Mr. Gravedigger. Hey.
Well,
Gilbert Brown, man.
No, he got it right. Leave him alone.
I'm going to treat him with some respect because I've seen what he can do.
Thank you.
You know, I've said this early on, let this guy play. He's going to be amazing. Jordan Love, 228 yards, 3 TDs, no interceptions. And let me tell you, this guy is going to be amazing. And I can't wait. I wasn't terrified to see Mr. Rodgers go. it's scary. And I hope they give him a chance, and they are. And I tell you, these fair-weathered fans that I've heard are going to eat crow because Jordan Love is going to put on a show. And I can't wait to watch it. And God bless you both for what you do. Heard about your turkey giveaway, and you guys really do a lot of good for your community.
Well, you know, CJ, Jordan Love, really, when you look at him, Gilbert, he's got the tools. How tall is he? 6'3", 6'4"? He's a tall guy. He can't hear you. You think he's 6'5". So it's somewhere we can't hear you on the other end. You must be disconnected.
There you go. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. He's 6'5".
I think he's about 6'5".
Yeah. So when you see him, man, he just towers over. He can look over the lineman, Gilbert. And that's got to be an asset.
That's good for a quarterback. Yeah. Real good for a quarterback.
Yeah, and
to be able to scan the field better.
Yeah, and he's getting more and more comfortable, man. But you know, it looks like
two games, almost 300 yards each game, man.
Hey Gilbert, we're not going to put him in the NFL Hall of Fame because he almost got 300 yards.
We got to call good when it's good because everybody always trying to call him back.
Hey Gilbert. 300 yards. It wasn't that long ago Cats was passing for 400 yards regularly. And I think what has happened is the defenses have caught up with the offenses.
Well, don't you pass 400 hair dyes. How about that? Just get one.
Listen, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You can join us on the other side. Be right back.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Buck Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Buck Tussle has you covered. Buck Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Buck Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines.
We've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine, how to find a good attorney.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally Grown Radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Last night.
Hey man, turn your microphone off, man.
Why I gotta turn my microphone off? Because I'm talking to somebody.
Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Because you might say something that, you know.
I never say anything wrong, right?
Well, let me say this. Man, did you see the Super Bowl played on Saturday?
Oh, that was a game there, homeboy. That was a game right there.
Ohio State and Michigan was the Super Bowl. Hey, man, what you got going on in the background, man?
Hey, man, listen here, man. Finish what you were saying.
Yeah. But, man, the Ohio State Buckeyes and the Michigan Wolverines played a spectacular game on Saturday. They were both 11-0. And man, it, you know, those guys, many of them are going to be playing on Sunday mornings on both sides. Man, how can those two teams have so many star players?
Well, you know, that was a rivalry game from, oh my God. They said that's 100 years in the making rivalry game. One of the rivalry games of all times. And I'm right in the middle of it because I live in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So it was crazy. If you had to go to the store, if you weren't going to the game, you better get it before 11 o'clock because it's going down.
Oh, that's right. The game was in Michigan.
Yeah, it was in Michigan. The big house, the biggest
WFHR,
house.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.